This is the Roving Reporter podcast, episode 11 of 2020, helping students acquire fluency in spoken language. How will I know that I've acquired fluency or that I'm speaking accurately? That's a question a student asked me very recently, or almost a week ago, and the question led to a wonderful discussion about the differences between fluency, accuracy, precision, and being able to communicate in the language, understanding what it means to talk in different contexts and different situations, and a bit about communicative competence. It reminded me as well of the classical distinction of the functions of speaking, as outlined by Jack C. Richards, which outlines speaking as interaction or transactional performance, and that consequently, the ability to speak and to use the language effectively for those three types, or those three modes of speaking, results in what we call good communication. So how do we help students acquire fluency? What does it mean to be fluent? This is an ongoing question. But some important tips is making sure that students get the kind of feedback that comes from real interaction, not just looking at grammar or grammatical accuracy, degree of the correct word, but actually making sure that meaning is communicated effectively. It is used according to that situation. So if there's a need for maybe good use of verb forms, these are good, accurate forms of sentences, or speaking formally, as I'm doing right here, rather than using shorter utterances, incomplete sentences, exclamations, or utterances that are very typical in interactional language when we're having fun with friends. So getting students to acquire fluency is helping them move from one type, one mode of interaction, or one mode of speaking, rather, to the other. And this takes time. But also, the biggest tip is, of course, making sure students know that in specific contexts, what is the modus, let's say, modus operandi, what is expected in and what they should say in that situation. What is considered good communication when I'm talking to people in, let's say, social event, people I don't know, in a business meeting. And in the same context, when I'm at a business meeting, maybe I have to interact with them socially at maybe a buffet session, or maybe a cocktail party or something like that. So knowing how to interact, knowing how to use a language, goes way beyond just putting the grammar together. This is the Roving Reporter podcast, episode 11 of 2020.